Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We have an excellent show for you. Of course, you know what this is, the third Tuesday of the month. So, yep, Dr. Rebecca Carley's going to be joining us for the second part of the show. We had some great stuff. We're going to talk about diagnoses today. You know, when you go to the doctor and you want to find out what's wrong with you, we're going to talk about that. And we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, a big salute and Semper Fi to our military, praying for our righteous men and women in uniform. They, you know, dedicate themselves so much to the defense of this nation. So we got to remember our military. Lift them up in prayer, will you? And while you're hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, we need to pray for righteous leadership throughout this nation, from the White House all the way down to each individual state. We need to bring this nation back. Otherwise, the consequences are going to be very, very painful. So seek the Lord's face and mind the time. If you are doing your fasting and prayer up until the election, I applaud you. That's what I'm doing. And of course, you know, if you need that book on 40 days of devotional prayer, Southwest Ministries, Southwest Radio Ministries offers that book, so you can check them out online. And of course, if you need any information on that, you can just contact us at apothecaryherbsthepowerherbs.com. Well, without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Oh, what's going on? The U.S. Supreme Court is hearing a case on challenging the legitimacy of the GM seed-saving prohibitions. Yeah, that's a landmark case. Could either make or break the biotechnology industry. The U.S. Supreme Court will decide whether or not corporate seed giant like Monsanto can sue farmers who refuse or sue farmers who reuse their second generation genetically modified seeds to grow future crops without paying royalties to them. That's right, Monsanto's patent provisions prohibit seed saving and require farmers, you know, buy new seeds for planting each every year. But if the Supreme Court rules that seed patent protections essentially are exhausted after that first generation planting, well, it could spell an end to the GMO industry's reign of terror over American agriculture. Well, it's a case known as Bowman versus Monsanto. An Indiana farmer by the name of Vernon Hugh Bowman purchased GM soybean seeds from a discount grain elevator without paying royalties to Monsanto. The seeds were a second-generation Monsanto seed, which means the usage fees had already been paid. But Monsanto sued Bowman for allegedly violating their patent protection anyway. Oh, my goodness. The bulk of Monsanto's business, after all, is supported by controlling the seed industry and blocking farmers from reusing its seeds. So if it's overturned, could be a cataclysmic repercussions for this business model and the bioseed technology. It would basically end the agricultural biotech industry as we know it. Something to put on the prayer list, folks. What else do we have in the quack report? Let's see, FDA, you heard about those injectable drugs causing meningitis, right? Well, it's all over the news. CDC reported Monday that the number of meningitis cases increased from 205 to 214 across 15 states. Let's see, two of the cases involve peripheral joint infection. In other words, these steroid injections were given to people with, you know, joint back pain and so forth, and now they're coming down with this meningitis. Cases have been linked to the injections of contaminated steroid called methylprednisolone acetate. And so let's say this 14,000 people get those types of injections, according to the CDC. Now, the meningitis is an inflammation of the protective membranes that cover the brain and spinal cord, usually caused by an infection like bacteria or viruses, but also can be caused by less common pathogens like fungi. And fungi meningitis is rare. Unlike the viral and bacterial meningitis, it's also not contagious. Dr. William Schaefer, chairman of the Department of Preventive Medicine at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, he said that the fungal infections are usually not mild. When a fungus invades the small blood vessels, it can cause the clot or bleeding and can lead to symptoms of strokes. Now, typical meningitis symptoms would be your headache, your fever, nausea, stiffness of the neck. But interesting enough, people with the fungi meningitis version may also experience confusion, dizziness, discomfort from bright lights. What else do we have in the quacker odds? See, students who refuse to be microchipped are being punished at Texas schools. Did you hear about this one? Yes. The surveillance society continues to expand across our great land. Anyone who refuses to go along with the subject of being, you know, tracked could end up with being discriminated against and having some reprisals. That's what's happening to students at John Jay High School and Anson Jones Middle School in San Antonio, Texas, whose parents refuse to have their kids tracked by the school officials. Yay to you parents. Well, school districts
implemented, these school districts implemented October 1st, they require their students to attend classes with a photo ID card that's embedded with a radio frequency identification RFID chip. So educators have said that this is going to be necessary to stem the rampant truancy, which is taking a big chunk out of the school's funding. So if the program is eventually judged as effective, they plan to roll this microchip program out to 112 schools in their district, covering about 100,000 kids. Now, kids who won't wear the ID trackers, they use their conventional student IDs instead. They complain that they're being targeted by the teachers. They're not permitted to take part in certain school functions. Some have been refused entrance to common areas like the library and cafeteria. Now, one student, Andrea Hernandez, a sophomore at John Jay High School, said that educators have turned a deaf ear to her pleas to please respect her privacy, and they told her that she can't participate in the school elections. Yeah, if she doesn't comply. Now, there's money in the tracking and privacy violation. Oh, don't you know you got to follow the money? Northside Independent School District, this is what we're talking about, is set to collect $2 million in state funding to revise its poor attendance records. And this is what they've come up with, because the tracking program, the RFID chip program, will only cost a quarter of that amount. So they'll come out smelling like a rose. Let's see, last but not least in the Quack Report, 1 in 10 teenagers now suffers from liver disease. Oh, my goodness. Figures recently were compiled by the National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey that revealed roughly 10% of American teenagers are affected with a non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, potentially deadly, condition marked by chronic liver inflammation. Now, this fatty liver disease, Dr. Martin Voss of Emory University School of Medicine says, and her colleagues also say, they reviewed the data of this survey, 10,000 young kids between 12 and 18 years of age from 1998 to 2008. And what they found was that the rates of fatty liver disease has tripled during a 10-year period, and it's rapidly grown faster than the obesity rate. So what they think it is, they've contributed this heavy consumption of high fructose corn syrup in all the conventional foods to, you know, wreaking havoc on the kids' systems. Liver bears the heaviest load in processing the fructose. So processed fructose causes 3 times more fat storage than glucose. So we have some issues with fatty liver disease for our kids, so we're going to have to put that on our prayer list to watch that high fructose corn syrup out there, folks. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Okay, so we're going to get into our first segment. We're going to talk about the diagnosis of, let's talk about national diagnosis and put a D-I-E instead of a D-I-A in that word diagnosis, shall we? Now, I'm not misspelling diagnosis. I'm making a point. If you don't know or accept what is wrong, how can you fix the problem? Right? So the definition of diagnosis is deciding the nature of a disease, a situation, or problem, and making a decision to change it. But what if your doctor hides from you, either by mistake or on purpose, some critical information that will impact your healing plan and essentially your ability to heal? Now, that would be pretty disastrous. Now, but that's exactly what many patients experience, and also what our nation is experiencing. Let's talk about some critical steps. There are 3 critical steps to taking a tiger by the tail, if you will, and fixing the problem. Now, it doesn't matter what kind of problem it is. It could be an addiction issue, could be a spiritual issue, or an emotional issue, or a financial issue. These 3 steps have to be taken to resolve the problem. First, you got to admit there's a problem. Secondly, you have to explain the problem. And three, you have to take the painful responsibility to fix the problem. You have to take responsibility to fix it. Now, responsibility, let's look at that definition. It means obligated to account for, to answer to, obligation of duties, that which is the cause for something, able to distinguish between right and wrong, and dependable and reliable. That's what being responsible is. All right, so let's talk about the nation for a second, and then we're going to get to the personal diagnosis. Now then, our United States, well, I think it's in disgrace, actually. But since 1958, the nation's elected leaders, you know, who were duty-bound to be responsible, have not actually balanced our national budget. Now, the last time the U.S. budget balanced was in 1957. And the law of the land for every American regarding their own finances is they are expected to balance their personal budgets and pay their bills, including taxes, or reap the consequences, which would be debt, having no credit, and possibly jail. So why would the average American expect anything less of their state and federal government? So the Obama administration did not submit a balanced budget. Did you notice that? Could it be because it is impossible to balance it? You can discover the real truth from a retired accountant called Hal Mason, who has over 40 years of experience balancing budgets for large corporations. Now, he does a concise job, I should say, of explaining just what's wrong and how bad things are and how much information the U.S. government has kept from the American people. So when you watch, there's this informative video on YouTube, and you can see that our Congress or federal government has pretty much defrauded us, and they've not taken any responsibility. So you can go and Google on YouTube Hal Mason and U.S. budget unbalanceable. You can do stuff like that. If you want the link, it's going to be in, it's going to be in the newsletters that you can obtain on the powerherbs.com website, or you can just email us if you like. But it's YouTube, and you can Google that. Now, you know, if we go to the one book that has the authority over everything, and that's the Bible, if you go to Romans 13:8, it says, "Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loves another has fulfilled the law." And then 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 says, "If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin, and I'll heal the land." So repent means to feel a great regret and to change your mind and your course. And America needs to change its course. And if we seek the Lord's face in this prayer up to the election, and humble ourselves and repent, you know, God can heal this land. We can be that wonderful United States again that everybody admired and wanted to come live in, right? Okay, well, let's talk about business as usual, because the U.S. government makes no attempt to change the tax and spend behavior. They have taken no responsibility to take steps to correct the financial course of the nation. So the truth of the matter is, without righteous leadership, our national debt is soon to cause the ultimate death of America. Now, America can be healed, but it's up to each of us. Are you willing to make some sacrifices to do so? If we as individuals make changes, some of them may be painful, you know, such as to get out of our credit card debt, change our behavior or spending behavior, and, you know, save money, and also pray with repentance for God's help, because America would have hope then, needs hope. We ourselves cannot rise up a nation. God rises up nations and takes down nations according to his will. So God desires obedience over sacrifice. So if we are obedient, our nation may not have to be sacrificed. That's the whole point. Now let's talk about your diagnosis for just a sec, and because you're important. Our personal health is really no different from the nation's health. Do we neglect responsibility and continue with poor diets, but expect pharmaceutical drugs and surgery to save our bacon? Well, I spoke with a gentleman recently who had several health issues all related to his lifestyle. Now, he understood that the prescription drugs got him just so far, and now they weren't working any longer. So, he was searching for a natural product or products to replace the pharmaceutical ones that he was taking. He made significant improvement using the natural products, and he was instructed, though, to correct that lifestyle behavior because that's the cause of his problems. Now, the changes to lifestyle, they weren't horrendous. They were just like, you know, stay away from the fast food and excessive alcohol and tobacco and white sugar and replace those foods with some healthy ones. But this gentleman neglected to make those changes. And after he was feeling better, he kind of got a little frustrated that he was not 100% well. And when he went off the natural products, his health declined. So I see this behavior a lot. It's kind of like our government, unwilling to admit the problem and make changes to fix it. So you have a path. We all have a path to take. The path to better life is not going to happen overnight, okay? For natural healing therapies that you might want to use, you should follow them and be patient. You know, I tell people, rule of thumb, give them at least 4 months to produce results. However, you are more likely to experience improvement much sooner, within a week or so, especially if your lifestyle supports healthy living. Now, there are ways to jumpstart and speed a recovery to better health, and you can read about those ways in the book, The Power Herbs. It's an e-book. I wrote it. Normally, it's just $14.99 off the website, thepowerherbs.com. However, you know what? You can qualify for a free copy if your order is $30 or more from the PowerHerbs.com website. You'll also qualify for free domestic ground ship if your order is $45 or more. And those specials are on through the end of the week. So the 20th, they will expire on the 20th. So if you're thinking about getting, as they say, with your organ cleansing and immune boosting and stocking up for the cold and flu season with some natural stuff that is going to power up your immunity, well, you can do that and save money big. Now, don't forget to check out the new cold and flu section on the website if you're there at thepowerherbs.com. Learn how you can use the certified organic herbs to defeat the cold and flu season. So you can give Apothecary Herbs a call. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And, of course, the website, thepowerherbs.com. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277. It's where your health care options just became endless. And don't forget about that free ground ship, and it's good through the end of the week. Now, what I tell people is that check out the cold and flu section. Those that are experienced with herbs, they can get what they need. But if you're a newbie to using some of these natural, certified organic, powerful herbal formulas in liquids that go right into the system in 60 seconds, then you can check out the cold and flu package, which covers a broad spectrum of things, and you can kind of just pick out what you need for what ails you during your winter months. So that's very cool too. They have a standard and a deluxe version, so you can buy it for a single use, or you can buy it if it's one or more people using the product, so it'll take care of more than one person. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. And if all else fails, get a pandemic kit and cover the bases. Okay, we got a little clip here. Our magical engineer has a clip on what's what we are in this nation. So heads up, listen up.
We deal in illusions, man. None of it is true. But you people sit there day after day, night after night, all ages, colors, creeds. We're all you know. You're beginning to believe the illusions we're spinning here. You're beginning to think that the tube is reality and that your own lives are unreal. You do whatever the tube tells you. You dress like the tube. You eat like the tube. You raise your children like the tube. You even think like the tube. This is mass madness, you maniacs. In God's name, you people are the real thing. We are the illusion. So turn off your television sets. Turn them off now. Turn them off right now. Turn them off and leave them off. Turn them off right in the middle of the sentence I'm speaking to you now. Turn them off!
Well, this is that's from the 1976 movie Network with Peter Finch. That's who you were hearing. And kind of a 36-year-old little snapshot of Sheeple. If you haven't seen that movie, you can catch it on Netflix. And very first hour is very interesting. You'll learn a lot. I mean, it was kind of ahead of its time, I think, the movie, but you'll learn a lot about the media network. And it was just at the time, it was like a big joke on the news network industry, but now when you look at it, you go, more like it was a documentary. That's what it was. Well, we're going to be talking with Dr. Rebecca Carley here in the second part of the show, but I want to encourage you. A lot of people are just now discovering the new newsletter called American Survival Newsletter, and we are putting that out on the powerherbs.com website, and it is free, and it goes out weekly. People are, once they get on this mailing list, they're like, where's my newsletter? They're like anticipating this delivery. So if it's even an hour late, there's the phone is ringing and the emails are coming in. Are you sending out the newsletter or not? So very, very extensive newsletter on information that will empower you. We have people that write about organic gardening. We have Melanie Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver writing about the financial markets, kind of giving you a heads up. We also have Dr. Rebecca Carley, who will be here soon on the show, writing, as well as Dr. Stephanie Gross, giving you a heads up about chiropractic care and how that can benefit you. Yeah, when the bones are all lined up, guess what? Your healing goes a lot faster. Let's see, we have the vitalists, the people that are surviving out there without, you know, off the grid, and their experiences. They share their experiences and what you could do about, you know, power and this and that when you want to live off the grid. So there's lots of empowering information in the American Survival Newsletter. I encourage you to sign up now. You go to the powerherbs.com website, and it is free. You can just stick it in your shopping cart and check out. Bam. It'll be zero balance, and we'll put you on the list. Now, for those of you who just want the health secrets that I write about, for herbs, you can just sign up for the Health Quest newsletter. That's also there, and that goes out once a week as well, and you'll receive discount coupons for the products at Apothecary Herbs. So check that out at your earliest convenience. Get signed up and get empowered, thepowerherbs.com, or you can call toll-free and get a free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And speaking about endless options, we are going to be talking with Dr. Rebecca Carley. Her website is also very good. Her link is on our links page, but it's reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. And, of course, we're going to be chatting with her. I got lots of questions for her regarding some stuff in the news. We'll be right back.
On the corner, swear you hit me like a vision. I wasn't expecting, but who am I to tell fate where it's supposed to go with it? Don't you blink, you might miss it. See, we got a right to just love it or leave it. You find it and keep it, cause it ain't every day you get the chance to say,
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Do you remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we have our wellness expert with us. We have Dr. Rebecca Carley. You can visit our website, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, or you go to the links area on the powerherbs.com website and click on her banner, get on over there. Of course, if you need to contact Dr. Carley, her office number is 888-321-6751. 888-321-6751, and she joins us now to empower you all. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Carley.
Thank you very much, Wendy.
Oh, we got lots to talk about, unless you got something you just got to get off your chest.
Well, one thing I just wanted to mention is you can't make this stuff up. I hear we're having a lot of feedback. Sorry about that. On today's Channel 9 Midday News here in North Carolina, they showed an interview of a minion by the name of Michael Osterholm, who talked about Minnesota study has shown current flu vaccine does not protect the elderly or children. But they're still recommending the elderly or children get it anyway.
Okay. So they're... Well, you know, that makes no sense. To people who have, you know, brains and they're not simple-minded, that makes no sense at all. We're getting a lot of feedback. Maybe our engineer can do something about that. I don't. Do you hear the feedback, Dr. Carly? You seen hearing disruption?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Maybe our engineer can work on that while we continue on here. All right. Well, what we have in the inbox tonight that I wanted to mention, I'm really encouraged by the people in Portland, Oregon. They're standing up united front in Portland against Portland City Council to fluorinate their water. They're getting petitions out there. They've actually filed a measure to stop the fluoridation until they have a vote. So I'm really encouraged by that, Dr. Carly. People are waking up.
Yes, more people have to stand up and say just say no to all of the things that are being done to poison us, because our corrupt politicians are getting donations from, you know, big pharma, big agriculture, big whatever, the multinational corporations. The people have to say no. We're not going to take this anymore.
Well, you're right about that. You know, even the American Dietetic Association, they for years have been taking large cash donations from some of the big players like Monsanto, Procter & Gamble, Kellogg's, Nestle, Coca-Cola, and they were actually given access, I hear, to developing the ADA's fact sheets, which are those nutritional guideline sheets that go out to the public.
No surprise to me.
Yeah. That's for sure. Well, Dr. Carly, I wanted to ask you about these GMO cows, you know, the moo cows that produce milk. Did you hear about the New Zealand scientists that unveiled genetically modified mutant cloned cows to produce a reduced allergen milk for human consumption, especially for babies? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, it's in my inbox someplace. I get so many emails, and I appreciate them because I don't have time to search for this stuff, and I get fodder for my shows as well. But you see, this is the same kind of insanity they always use. Allergies are from vaccines to begin with, and rather than stopping the vaccines, they're going to create a genetically modified cow, allegedly to produce milk that's going to be less allergenic. Just exactly how does this genetically modified cow, what is it about the milk? Did they mention that in the article?
They say it's a reduced allergen milk is what they said. The clone cow was altered in the embryo state using RNA interference, and after gestation, the mutant GMO cow was born without a tail, but the scientists said that's not a problem.
Well, all I can say is it sounds delicious to me. And, of course, there's an excellent documentary out, Genetic Roulette. People can watch it free at geneticroulettemovie.com until, let's see, actually, tomorrow's the last day, October 17th. I strongly suggest everybody watch it. And actually, the author of a book by that name, Jeffrey Smith, is going to be on Dr. Oz tomorrow. So we'll see how Dr. Oz leads him, you know, to be less, passionate about his work and research and how much they cut out of the interview. But this whole genetic modification thing is totally insane. There are so many scientists on that documentary that talk about, you know, the cows and pigs that get very, very sick and start dying soon after they're fed the genetically modified corn, soy, etc. And then, of course, we're eating the cows that have been eating this garbage, and now we have genetically modified cows on top of it. So You know, it's never going to end unless these mad scientists are stopped. You know, one of the things that I found out years ago, which was very chilling to me, was that rather than have, you know, just common sense safety requirements that any of these companies, especially the biotech, that they have to prove that their product is safe, rather than that happening, it's generally regarded as safe by these corrupt alphabet agencies, and then the people have to prove it's not safe after it's unleashed. Now, of course, how are you going to do that? The courts are totally corrupt. They're controlled by these big political funders and things of that nature. And why should we have to prove that it's unsafe after it's unleashed? They should have to prove all of these things are safe first. But that's how twisted things are, you know, in today's world. And especially the conflicts of interest. You know, why is it, like you were just talking about with the American Dietetic Association, why don't they have to make that, you know, known to people that are following their ridiculous guidelines? You know, how does this all work? I just don't get it. It's so corrupt at this point that it just boggles the mind.
It is. It is. And well, let's be hoping that the Supreme Court's ruling on this case, Bowman versus Monsanto, where a farmer in Indiana was sued by Monsanto for using a second-generation soybean seed, and Monsanto was suing them for violations of their patent protection, and because, you know, the seed fees were paid on the first planting, but not on the second. So Monsanto wants them to buy new seeds each year for the planting. And so, anyway, the Supreme Court may overturn this, Dr. Carley. There's a chance that they may overturn this, which would mean serious repercussions, the end of the agricultural biotech industry. So we'll be just keeping that one in prayer. So,
okay. Yeah, and let me start holding my breath now on that one. I have so many documentaries. One of the excellent ones I have, you may have seen as well, is Food Inc. And I remember that in that documentary, it gives the link between Chief Justice, what's his name, the African-American one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know who
I can't remember his name. Okay.
Right.
He has very high ties to Monsanto. He worked for Monsanto. He was their attorney. Okay. So let's see if he recuses himself from the case.
Right, exactly. Well, I have another question for you about this drug that made by a subsidiary of Johnson & Johnson, Risperdal, which was an antipsychotic drug and was used for I think some off-brand type of applications, and it created young boys, when they were on it for a while, they would actually develop breasts as large as D cup, Dr. Carley.
Mm-hmm.
So my goodness, what would cause that to happen in a male, to develop breasts on a drug like that? Chemically speaking, do you have any guesses?
Well, I can assure you that's only one of many side effects. That's just obvious physical side effects. But for that to happen, his entire endocrine axis has to be screwed up. The pituitary, the pineal, the hypothalamus, and the reproductive organs, they're all lined up. I'm not going to get into a lot of detail. People don't need to know detail to confuse them. But, you know, one organ will send out a precursor hormone to tell the other organ to send out the actual hormone. And obviously, that's being switched over to, like, a female situation. And there's so many things that are doing this. It's obvious they're trying to feminize the males. BPA, pesticides, there are other hormones, synthetic hormones that act like estrogens that are also getting into all of us, but in men it causes, you know, a shrinking of the testicles and things like that. As a matter of fact, there's some rivers that don't even have any male fish. So all of these things, I mean, just type in Risperdal, Risperdol, type in side effects into any search engine, what Facebook admits to. The idea they're giving this to developing children to begin with is totally insane. None of these psych drugs are approved for children. So they're actually experimenting on your children. And they call it off-label. Well, you know, then what's the point of having a label?
Well, exactly. Exactly. Well, well, then I want you to weigh in on this one then, too, Dr. Carly. Doctors now are urging patients in a new area of preventative health care, preventative issues, in the cancer area of health care. If you have a family tree and there's cancer is prevalent in your family tree, let's say you have a aunt or a mother or sister, a grandmother who had breast cancer, doctors are not shy to recommend that even though you don't have breast cancer right now, that you just go ahead and have a mastectomy to remove that chance of ever having breast cancer. So they want you to chop off perfectly healthy body parts.
Yes, it's called a preventive mastectomy. And in fact, in some cases, they're also recommending that the woman get a hysterectomy as well. So basically, you know, I guess, you know, the Creator didn't make us correctly. Rather than avoid toxins, do detoxification, boost our immune system, and avoid vaccines, things of that nature, you know, once a baby girl is born, we should have her breast cut off, remove the uterus and ovaries, and, you know, then they'll be in great shape.
I know you're being facetious for those of you out there that are
of course
new to Dr.
I am.
Well, for those who are new to hearing you, Dr. Carly, I'll well,
okay.
Know. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I just get so frustrated. I get so frustrated, Wendy. You know, when I went to medical school, I believed I was going to be helping people, and things have gotten so insane now. When I do consults for people, the calls that I get, the suffering and death that's taking place, you know, it just breaks my heart because it's totally out of bounds, and nobody's doing anything about it. The FDA is controlled by Big Pharma. You know, it's just a revolving door between these agencies and the companies that they're supposed to regulate. And this is why we've gotten in the situation we find ourselves in. And, of course, the doctors are insane themselves. Medical school is teaching them, you know, that, you know, the body's not made correctly. They have to fix it. And they don't have any common sense, and they're just giving out these recommendations so that they can get their insurance payments and that they don't lose their medical license. It's very sad. They have no conscience, in my opinion.
My goodness. Well, I think I heard that Gary Null, I think, announced that the FDA, over half of its budget comes from a pharmaceutical and big corporations. So that's their bread is buttered there, so that's who they're going to represent and protect, see?
Well, not only that, people may not realize that taxpayer dollars are funding research. You know, there's all kinds of grants given out by the NIH and such to research vaccines and different drugs and things of that nature. We're paying for the research, and then once the drug is approved, they don't pay back the money. They just start making profits. I mean, there's so many layers to this. It's unbelievable once you start investigating.
Well, it used to be they used to have to pay for the research. Now they just use our tax dollars, see, and then they get the sale money from the finished product. That doesn't seem right, does it?
Not if you have common sense to them.
This is true.
And not only that, but our corrupt Congress is allowing them to fast-track. You know, complaining, oh, we need more drugs, so they don't even have to research as long as they did before. They can fast-track things, and then before you know it, it's unleashed on the public, and we've seen so many examples, Vioxx and others, where people die.
Yeah, we're the test group. And I guess one of those prime examples would be the benzodiazepines that are used, you know, the anti-anxiety sleep aid type of drugs that they're just now, the Harvard University and the University of Bordeaux in France, they published in the British Medical Journal recently a study that Xanax, Ambien, Halcyon, Valium, all these drugs doubles your risk of developing dementia.
And how many years have these drugs been around? I went to medical school in the early 80s, and they were writing prescriptions for this like it was candy. So we're talking that's 30 years ago. You know, there's no question. As a matter of fact, Halcyon is one given to the elderly people all the time. When I was working on the wards, if we had an elderly patient, like with a hip fracture or something, and the person would be, you know, making noise and, you know, demanding a bedpan and things like that, the nurses would come to the doctors and say, we need a prescription for Halcyon for this person, basically to put them in a zombie-like state. They actually called him an ape. That's what they do to these people.
Well, you know, so the nurses don't have to do, well, don't have to work so hard, apparently. Well, according to the study, though, 50% increase in developing Alzheimer's if you take these types of drugs. Interesting.
Right. And then you combine that with yearly flu and pneumonia vaccines, which now we've heard the University of Minnesota admit don't work in the first place. Mercury and aluminum is what causes Alzheimer's in terms of the vaccine ingredients. So you add all these toxic chemicals up into a soup, and you start injecting it into Granny and, you know, giving her these pills. And then she ends up basically in a situation where she has to be put in a nursing home. Once she's in the nursing home, you know, she doesn't last too long. Let's just put it that way.
Right. Well, let me ask you, Dr. Carley, on any of these, you know, pill-form drugs, not, aside from, you know, vaccines, you know, inoculations, do any of these pill-form drugs ever contain any of the same ingredients you would see, I guess, as preservatives or fillers in the vaccines? You know, do you see mercury or any of these other things in the pill-form stuff?
Well, the mercury is a preservative, and that's in injectables. So
yeah,
as long as your drug is in a pill form, it doesn't need a preservative. But it's still got all kinds of other toxins in there, including food coloring, which causes cancer. You know, that's why I always tell people, if I was you, look up the side effects of the drug that you've been given a prescription for before you put any of it in your body. You will be amazed. As a matter of fact, almost every drug causes the very side effect that they're given the drug for as just one of the side effects. Antidepressants cause depression. Antihypertensives can cause rebound high blood pressure. The antacid drugs can cause rebound, you know, acid flux, et cetera, not to mention 15, 20 other side effects that go with it.
Well, in the time remaining, we've heard about a lot of the journal articles. I think over 300 of them have had to be recalled or reversed because of shoddy work or downright just fraud in a lot of these studies regarding drugs that the pharmaceutical company is developing. So we've told listeners the bad news. Now we're going to tell them some good news. You can use certain natural things to protect yourself, to strengthen your body, and I know that you also have a protocol. Why don't you tell the folks a little bit about your protocol that gives them hope and brings them back into, you know, good health?
Right. Well, vaccines cause all autoimmune disease, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage in people and in pets. Not just the vaccines, but the other toxins as well. So I take a detailed history from people. I develop an individual protocol to detoxify them, build up the immune system, repair damage that's been done. I don't have to see people in person. Everything's done with a history form, and I have clients all over the world. But the most important thing I want to mention to everybody is that you have to eat organic food, non-GMO, non-pesticide food. There's nothing more important than that. And, of course, drink clean water with no fluoride, no chlorine, none of these other chemicals in it. And just to show us how corrupt these agencies are, I'm sure you remember a couple of years ago, it was all over the news that they're saying that organics don't really matter. A little pesticide here and there, you know, it's not a problem. because they're so threatened by the massive amount of people that know that not eating pesticided GMO'd food is extremely important for health. So, of course, the agri-farms want to just put, you know, a damper on that. So they come out with this fake research that they found that, you know, pesticides really aren't a big deal, and it's a total lie.
No, I agree with you there. I certainly do agree. Organic is best. Do your organ cleansing, immune boosting, and, you know, you know, if you've got a serious issue based on, you know, I guess vaccine history use, then I guess you need to call Dr. Rebecca Carley. And let me give your number out one more time. It's 888-321-6751. That's Dr. Carley's office number, 888-321-6751. Of course, her website, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. Now, Dr. Carley, I did get a call from one of your avid listeners. The American Survival Newsletter went out today, which you write for that, and it went out in two parts today because it was just such a big issue. We had it divided into two mailings because of the distribution program. You know, after if you get too much in there, it kind of just bogs it down. So we had to do it in two. Anyway, the financial section went out first, and then the health section with your article went out, but she didn't get that one yet, and people are just chomping at the bit to get this newsletter. They just cannot wait for it to be delivered. So she called me up saying that, you know, I expected Dr. Carley to be in this newsletter. I was promised Dr. Carley was going to be in there. And I said, she is. You just wait till 3 p.m. The second half of that newsletter is going to be smack in your email box. So, Dr. Carley, well done with your writing of the newsletters, and your articles are just excellent.
Well, all of the contributors, including yourself, are writing excellent stories. And actually, I especially like the information put out today by the survivalist couple,
right.
Why Do You Want to Survive? That was extremely well done. And, yeah, I totally recommend that everybody sign up for that and get this free information and share it with everybody you know. But if I could, I know we're almost out of time. I wanted to just mention one other important thing as we're talking about organics. Mike Adams had an article on September 26, 2012, Whole Foods knowingly engages in massive GMO deception, says undercover video by the organic spies. So it's not just enough to, you know, see the organic label on the food. You know, you have to really try to check things out the best you can. And that's why it's important to get on a lot of these lists, because I will certainly never go to Whole Foods again. I mean, for these people who, you know, average themselves as being, you know, natural and safe and all the rest of it, and then it turns out that they had a deal with Monsanto for this bait-and-switch deal.
Well, absolutely true. So far, so good with Earth Fair. It's a store here that does a really good job trying to stock everything organic, so I'm hoping you'll have one soon in your area. They're based in North Carolina, so I'm hoping they'll send a store to Hickory, where you're at.
Right. Yeah, actually, I've been to the one in Charlotte, and it is fantastic.
Yeah, they just opened one here in the Huntersville area. I frequent that place quite a bit, and everything just tastes better, folks. If you go organic, yeah, you pay more, but, you know, your health's worth it. You know, definitely stay out of the doctor's office. You'll save the money. Spend it on the organic food. Well, Dr. Carley's website is Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases. You can click her link at the links area at thepowerherbs.com website, or you give her office a call at 888-321-6751, 888-321-6751. And we're almost out of time. Thank you so much, Dr. Carley, for joining us tonight. Great information. Thank you.
Always a pleasure, Wendy. Thank you for your good works as well. Bye-bye.
Keep up the good work, Dr. Carley. And, of course, Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases is the website. Do check it out. Great information there. And sign up for the newsletter at thepowerherbs.com website. They're free, American Survival and Health Quest, two different ones. You can sign up for both if you want and share it with your family and friends. It's empowering information that you're not going to get anywhere else. lots of writers writing their hearts out for you. We want you to be healthy out there, safe and healthy. That's what it's about, Americans helping Americans. That's what we do. We're out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and until next time, be well.